I do apologise. I was saying to you before that the lines up at the airport was open again. The sign man had been in touch with me to let me know it's not open. So I apologise for telling everybody it was when actually it's not. It's supposed to be soon, isn't it, sign man? If anyone should know, the sign men should know, because they're the ones, that the sign men that'll be opening the road.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Morning all, welcome along. It is Monday morning. I've got one of these weird croaky voice things going on once again. I don't know why. might be something to do with my mum and dad's golden wedding anniversary that I went to on Saturday night. It was very enjoyable, very nice. Nice to be with all the family and everybody getting together. My mum cried when I left. She does every time. But no, it was really nice. First time we've all been together for like ages. I don't actually remember the last time. Whole family together must be about 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, long, long time. But came back yesterday on our Orini flight, as you do, from Manchester. And I'd not sat in these seats before. It was the ones, you know, right up at the very front of the aeroplane, facing the whole of the plane.
Oh, what, facing backwards?
Yeah, so
oh,
we were
no,
sat
I don't like
back.
That.
It was weird because when we took off, it actually felt as if we were going straight.
Oh, my goodness. We were
like vertical going up in the air. But the weirdest bit was when they're doing the safety flight safety demonstration thing, and I've got my friend Turk, who was also on the flight, just sat a little bit further away from me, grinning and laughing at me, obviously because I'm doing the safety thing, and going, do it, do it, do it. I'm like, no. I've got the bloke next to me going, wanting to do his safety stuff, as he does. Safety, the exits are here and here, the ladies and gentlemen. And I was just sat there. I just felt like waving at everybody. I felt like I should be, or actually getting up and
like
doing it
queen.
Myself. I did. I felt like I was in the business class seats of the Orini ATR, which I don't
do
think actually
exists. Do you
reckon
they put you there on purpose?
No.
Just to make you feel funny?
I don't think the bloke in Manchester knows anything.
How did
anything.
It feel when you landed?
It felt like I was like going
about to lie down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
It
I
was
don't
so
like
strange.
That.
The weirdest bit was when we were taking off, though, and you like we're going right forwards in the chairs because obviously when he's putting his foot down, you're going forwards and you're going back in your chair normally, aren't you? But
yeah.
We were going forwards towards this bloke that was doing his marking or something right in front of us, and we just felt like I felt like I was going to give him a hug. Because I was going all that way, and then you got the air hostess man that's by the side of me that's just thought I was a little bit
casual as anything, just sat there like, oh, this is normal.
Although he was stood there for a little bit before they started the recording of me talking on the plane, I did feel like just going, ladies and gentlemen, safety regulations require. I just wanted to see if he'd start doing it before the actual tape started, but then I bottled it.
Oh, you shouldn't.
I fell asleep.
Be brave.
Sorry.
What's the word?
Weird seats to sit in, though.
Yeah, I don't like
weird
those.
Seats.
I really panic when they give me the emergency exit. They're like, do you feel competent? Are you okay to do this? And I'm like, no, probably not. But you have to say yes, don't you?
Well, they come along and show you. Yeah. You grab this one up at the top, you grab this at the bottom, the thing comes in.
And you turn to the side and throw out the hole.
Do you understand what he's doing?
Yeah.
Kick it a few times, it'll go out. I'll be fine.
Just hope for the best.
Pull it. And get out. That's what I'm going to do. That's as simple
Actually,
as it
I'd
gets.
I'd probably just be curled up on the floor crying, so I don't know.
Right, we were asking you this morning, a new study showed that sad music actually makes you what? 0778114888 makes you do something. What does it make you
cry.
Do? Does it? Sad music actually makes you
feel in love.
What? 0778114888. Get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. We'll find out if you're right or wrong. And if you have a pat on the back coming your way this morning, because I want to give them away to you this morning. Pats on the back. It'd be nice. Patting on back. A new study showed that sad music actually makes you what? 0778114888. Get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. We'll find out if you're right or wrong after maybe a bit of George Ezra and something else. Went out for food as well over the weekend. Went and had Thai food. I put a picture on Facebook. Did you see who served me? Jesus.
That's amazing.
It was good food.
Was it though? Was it the best food ever?
I'd expect if it was
actually him that it should be the best food ever.
Well, it didn't look like what you'd expect him to look like.
No.
He did have a beard. And he was quite young.
Yeah?
Yeah. Spoke with some kind of, like, Asian accent. And he looked quite Asian as well, did Jesus?
Maybe he is.
I haven't got a clue. So I was quite amazed. Jesus served
that
me my food.
Oh,
I thanked him very much.
What's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word?
And I gave him a £3 tip.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ah, lucky him.
Yeah, I know. Right, a new study showed that sad music actually makes you what? Oh, 7781. That was where you got in touch with me. Mal says, is it relaxed? Myself, don't wanna be. See, I'm not relaxing. Luke said, is it sad? Sad music, it makes you sad. Also, Money Mate, is it the need to get cheered up, like coming to the GSPCA dog-friendly bonfire barbecue and fun evening this Thursday at the KG5, says Steve. Don't know what time it's happening, but yes, possibly.
Possibly.
Is it obese, says Tim. Get a better job, says someone else, and produce adrenaline. A new study showed that sad music actually makes you happy.
Oh.
A lot of people apparently have sad music playing when they're having a baby. And then they get happy and they like the music and they go, oh, that's a lovely song.
To be fair, in my car, there's nothing better than some sad songs. Like, for a long journey.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Have you got songs that make you cry?
My favourite is, I don't know, but my favourite emotional song is Stay With Me by Lorraine Ellison. That gets me every time.
Well, that one? Stay.
No. The one that's like, stay with me, baby.
Okay. Fair enough.
Every time.
Nice. But there you go. We'll play some sad music. Apparently, it'll make you happy. Although, for Mal, it'll make her relax. Luke, it'll just make him sad. Right. On the way, music to come from the Average White Band. It's not sad. First of all, though, 7:31, time for the latest headline news. Here's Amber Stark.
Guernsey's chief minister says he understands why there is a lot of anger growing towards our current states of Guernsey. The politician, who has served two separate terms in our government, says it's not a new thing to experience, but may be more obvious because parishioners can now debate openly on social media sites. A car was stolen and left ablaze at a playground in Guernsey this weekend. The blue Toyota RAV was taken from a property on Pitronary Road in St. Peterport sometime between late afternoon Saturday and 3:30 a.m. Sunday when it was found alight at Les Amoureux. Guernsey police would like to speak to two men who were seen climbing over a wall in the Sandy Hook area and anyone else who may have witnessed anything. Every Child Our Future has published its second annual report. The Guernsey charity has announced that it's becoming self-sufficient. The initiative sends volunteers into schools to spend time with children to help practice their reading and maths. And unemployment continues to fall across the bailiwick. At the end of October, 329 people were out of work in Guernsey, and in Alderney, just 7 people are without a job.
Sport with Islands Insurance.
Guernsey FC can't look for excuses for their poor performance this weekend.
It was really frustrating, taking nothing away from home. They came here, their top goal scorer, King, ended up with a hat-trick. But to be honest with you, we gave them 2 or 3 goals. I mean, absolutely shocking, and the fight just didn't seem to be there.
The Green Lions went down 4-3 to Herne Bay at Foots Lane on Saturday. Nick Legg says the disappointing game was overshadowed by Luke Winch suffering a serious knee injury and being taken to hospital. A statement on the team's website says he's now out of the PEH on crutches with a brace and is due to have a scan next week. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is once again coming to terms with his team's inability to hold on to a lead. A 2-1 Premier League defeat at Swansea came after they'd gone 1-0 up. They also surrendered a 3-0 lead to Anderlecht in the Champions League last week before drawing 3-3.
I think it's very, very disappointing because you have to be capable to, once you're 1-0 up and you're a big team, you have to win the game.
Britain's Lewis Hamilton knows a repeat of the result in the Brazilian Formula One Grand Prix will see him clinch this year's Drivers' Championship title. He came in second behind Mercedes teammate and title rival Nico Rosberg. Should the German win again in the final race of the season in Abu Dhabi, Hamilton will still be crowned champion if he can come second. And Marc Marquez has set a MotoGP record of 13 victories in a year, winning the season's finale in Valencia. The Spaniard fought back from starting 5th on the grid, having already won a second successive world title in Japan last month. That's the latest. There's more on our website, islandfm.com.
We've got sport covered.